The Hidden Node, Dog Days of Podcasting for 2013, August the 6th. That would make it episode 8. Hey gang, how's it going? So, I'll be honest, I don't really have much to talk about today. Status updates, project-wise, nothing today. Tonight was D&D night. I guess I do have a little bit of a concept that me and Andrew were talking about. Andrew's pretty much kind of consistently on the Skype call I do at night. You know, let me start off by talking about that. So I have a little bit of a problem in terms of keeping my evening time actually productive. Get off work 5:30-ish. Patty picks me up from around 5:45, 6 o'clock from my office. We go home, or go out to eat, and you know, usually I hang out with her until 8-ish, 8:30 sometimes. And usually by then she's kind of done, she's tired, she goes to bed. And I pretty much have the next 3 to 5 hours, depending on how late I stay up, to do whatever I want. Which could include writing, which could include watching shows, reading, gaming, and what it usually includes is hopping on Skype. I have a regular group of friends I hang out with. Know most of them for a couple of years. I definitely know one of them for decades, being my brother, after all. And it's just kind of a nice way for me to stay in touch with, you know, people I know. I haven't really met anybody locally in Tampa that, you know, to hang out with much. I'm sure there are kind of nerdy people out there that I'd love to hang out with, but I just haven't made the connections too often, and those that I have, I've had habit of moving away, so I tend to spend most of my time kind of bonding with people over the net. The problem is that once I get on that call, any chance of productivity that night is pretty much shot. I'm either gaming, or chatting, or going on Imgur, or, you know, talking about different game stuff, or planning this, planning that, not really doing a whole heck of a lot. And it's kind of a bad thing, because, I mean, 3 to 5 hours hanging out with friends is nice, it's fun, but it's not really a worthy use of time on a night-by-night basis over the years. I mean, I probably spend more time on the call than So that said, what I'm planning on doing is, and I just talked to Andrew about this, we kind of post D&D game, kind of a little chatter, a little palaver kind of thing, where we both kind of decided, okay, so Wednesday nights are our kind of hermit nights. No Skype call, no chatting, no social media, nothing. Wednesday night is the night to focus on projects, to focus on writing, to focus on whatever it is we're working on that's productive, to get that done. And I guess that's kind of my goal. That's what I'm going to try to maintain. Get Wednesday to be that, and I don't know, maybe pick another day or two to do that as well. The general idea is to get more productive, to get myself in a better position. And, you know, I have a couple nights that I could probably do that. My schedule's kind of flip-floppy right now. It's kind of getting settled. Tuesday nights we have a kind of a new D&D game. This week was the second week of it, and I know I posted last week kind of talking about how, you know, was starting up the game. I think it was the first episode of The Dark Days. And so that's Tuesdays. Thursdays is the new Something Ventured podcast. You know, just kind of a Venture Brothers rewatch thing. That's not an all-night affair, so I may turn my Thursday night's post-recording into productivity as well. Friday night, nothing planned. Saturday nights are the next one that have any podcasting. And usually Sunday is my editing day to get the episode up that night. So I've got 3 days where I have things I have to do, 4 days, well, 3 days where I don't have things I have to do. There's no reason I shouldn't turn at least two of those, if not two and a half of those, into pure production, work on writing day, work on, you know, projects day, work on getting things resolved day. So, that's the goal. Let's see how I do. You know, goes live tomorrow, I guess. The only thing I'll be doing tomorrow, outside of working on writing, is talking to you folks. Okay? So, with that, I'm done for another episode. I will catch you guys all tomorrow. Bye-bye.